In a world where historical figures come to life to lay the verbal smackdown on each other and real presidents meet with YouTube celebrities, two women continue their digital journey to follow the white rabbit.
Whoa.
Here's the buzz from everywhere. The secret bees are on the air. Take a break from your reality. Just don't mention bestiality.
They're called little people.
Secret bees.
Jenny with an I and Jenny with a Y.
Secret bees.
They'll rule the world and make it great.
Secret bees.
So pour a drink and they'll educate.
Secret bees.
On Twitter, Facebook, social media. Inside facts from Wikipedia.
We're geniuses.
It's based off our name. Hello, and welcome to When We Rule the World podcast. I'm Jenny with an I.
And I'm Jenny with a Y, and today we have a very special guest. He's a comedian, rapper, songwriter, producer, and YouTube personality. Lloyd Ahlquist, also known as Epic Lloyd of the Epic Rap Battles of History, is here with us today. Hello, Lloyd.
What's up, y'all? How are you?
Good, thanks. Welcome to our show.
Well, thank you very much. Shout out to Chicago.
Yes, we're right outside Chicago.
It's nice. We like being outside of Chicago. We're in the suburbs, but not the creepy part of the suburbs.
Yeah.
So right on.
That's good. So thank you so very, very, very much for taking time out of your schedule to talk with us today. We know you guys are super, super busy with releasing the rap battles and getting ready for the tour. And we just want to ask you a serious question before we get started.
Okay.
If snow could fall in any flavor, what flavor would you choose and why?
What flavor snow? Huh. You know what? My favorite, I like peanut butter ice cream, so probably would be some sort of peanut butter snow. That'd be pretty great.
Oh, that's my, peanut
that's
butter
be
too.
My answer.
What about peanut butter by itself, peanut butter with chocolate?
Yeah, I would eat peanut butter on like a little piece of shit if somebody wanted me to. I would totally do that. I don't know if that's like okay to say, but
yeah, do it.
Yeah, we swear, we do whatever. We always put that little explicit notice because inevitably I'm like, fuck, at some point.
Yeah. We swear a lot.
So I got it out of the way. So that's good.
Okay, great. Okay, so speaking of snow, you probably don't see a lot of it now in LA.
I don't.
But you used to live in Chicago like we talked about. So where did you live in Chicago?
I lived in Wrigleyville. So like a couple blocks west of the field. And we always lived like as close as the Improv hangouts as we could. So I lived right near Improv, where Improv Olympic used to be, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's cool. And that, were you born and raised here or did you move here?
No, I've moved a lot. I was born in New York City.
Okay.
And then I grew up mostly like in New Hampshire for like high school and elementary school. And then I went to college in Massachusetts and then I moved to Chicago. I dropped out of college and moved to Chicago from college.
Oh, so you didn't finish college.
Nope.
What was your major?
Who cares?
Let's see, sports medicine.
I was a communications and theater double major, so both don't matter that much.
No, but it's kind of ties into what you do now, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, good. Just doesn't matter that you finished.
No, you just go, I got everything I needed. Thanks. I'm doing fine.
And I'm done.
Yeah.
Well, so you'd mentioned a little bit about the improv, and you know what? I'm going to go off topic already. Are you wearing a Bears hat right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Nice.
Yes.
Is that because you knew you were talking to some girls from outside of Chicago, or just because you like Bears?
No, both of them. I mean, if I'm going to hang out with some Chicago peeps, I'm going to wear my Bears hat, but this is the only real like sports hat I have, so I'm definitely a Bears fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
As
sorry.
Are we.
What?
I know.
I'm not a Bears fan.
Are you kidding me right now?
Okay, how many times do I have to tell you football?
She doesn't like football,
I don't
Lloyd.
Like football.
Man, you need to get out of the Midwest.
That's
it's
messed up, isn't it?
It's not going to go well for you.
Oh my gosh.
Well, and I guess what's funny about that is that we do a lot of hashtagging and we like run a game and all the hashtag hosts are doing a fantasy football league. And I was like, yay, fantasy football. I'm going to do it.
She signed us up and she doesn't even like football.
And then I'm like, why did I do this? I don't even know. I know. I'm sorry. Well, okay. So getting back on topic, what was your first job doing, you know, comedy and improv? Because we know that like improv and comedy has been your thing. So like walk us through your career. Where did you start?
Started doing improv in college. And then moved with my improv group from college to Chicago, mm-hmm. started studying at Improv Olympic and like Second City and stuff. And then we were there and we kind of saw like there was really only like one track to go. Like you could audition for like the Second City touring companies or maybe try to get a stage. And then if that didn't work out, you really didn't have any other way to go. So mm-hmm. I started looking. We were always doing really good. Like we came from college. I'm one of the founders of Mission Improvable. It's a group that I started with my friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, why don't we just try to get some gigs at colleges? So we did. We got like, we started putting together packets and we submitted and we got an agent. And then we started touring, doing colleges. So then that's when we were like, then we all were like, all right, let's get out of here. So we toured for like 4 years, just doing shows and shows and shows and shows, like 200-300 shows a year.
Holy cow.
And then eventually we moved out to Los Angeles and now we have a theater out here, West Side Comedy Theater. And but the touring company's still going and we still cast out of Chicago. It's great.
Okay, great. And so that's Mission Improvable then?
Yeah.
All right. And so that's why you moved to LA besides the good weather?
Well, I mean, I moved to LA because I wanted to be in the entertainment business and mm-hmm. I was like, I want to start doing other things outside of just improv and stuff. And so there wasn't a real lot of opportunity for that in Chicago. There was kind of a ceiling, you know? Mm-hmm. So going to LA just made the most sense as I could find.
That makes sense.
It does.
Is the drought still really big news and really bad in California right now?
I mean, it's supposed to be bad. I can go get a glass of water if I want something to drink. It's not really like, it's not as like, I think, insane as everybody in the rest of the, I was talking to my other buddy from New York City. He's like, all anybody ever says about LA is the drought.
Right.
It definitely, the first day I moved here, it rained and it rained straight for 10 days.
What?
And that was like 2005. And then hasn't rained like that since. So it's like, there's not a lot of rain here, but the only thing it affects is like you can't water your yard that much.
Oh,
but
darn.
That's right. That's right now. Maybe in another year, we're all going to be dead.
Hashtag first world problems. You guys are not going to be dead.
I don't think so.
It'll be fine. I mean, you guys will fall off, you know, with a big quake. You guys will just drop into the ocean before.
And then water's not a problem.
Yeah.
That's way more imminent for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, it's interesting because we do. We keep hearing it. And
we want to move to LA.
We do. We want to move to LA. But mm-hmm. I like today, I came to do the recording and I drove over here and I feel like a drowned rat because I'm just soaked from head to toe because it's been unbelievably rainy for the last 2 months, 3 months. I mean, no, even winter. This winter, we got a lot of snow constantly, a lot of sleet, and then it just has not stopped. Somebody told me that we must have made a deal with the devil that we get one day of sunshine and then a full day of rain.
It has been. It's like off and on, like a really great day and then next day rain. Yeah. And then the next day is like beautiful and then rain.
Yeah. Shitty.
Yeah, well, it is.
You can water your lawn.
Yeah, our lawns look great.
And the crops, you know, are great. So you guys will get lots of corn. You're welcome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But is that, okay, I hear all that noise. Is that Parker?
Is that a dog?
It's Parker.
That's my dog, yeah. You know my dog's name? Yeah, his name's Parker.
I don't want this to be weird, but kind of we're going to be a little bit creepy because we know a lot about you.
We do.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. We try to do research so that we sound smart, you know.
Right.
But the truth is, I mean, we've been fans of the rap battles since
the beginning.
Yeah, since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
My sister actually – now, I didn't see the Bill O'Reilly – Lennon one, which was the very first one.
Right.
But my sister showed me the Darth Vader versus Hitler. And I'm like, this is genius. Mm-hmm. This is so funny. So I showed everybody. And so we've been watching them ever since. Of course, since we were going to have you on the show, we did lots of research. And I saw one of your videos where you talk about how you rescued your dog, Parker. And it was a very nice video. Your dog is adorable.
Thank you. He's not very nice to strangers, but he once he warms up to you, he's all right.
Although he's being really noisy right now, but that's okay. He's cute. We'll forgive him.
Yeah, he's running around.
All right, back on track.
Okay, fine. I ramble. I jump around, and Jenny with a Y, her job is to keep me on track. So last summer, you did this really, really cool interactive YouTube event with – it's Mission Improvable, right? That's what it was? Yes. No, and it was called Off the Top, and it was awesome. So tell us how that went. Are you doing it again, et cetera? Just go. Have fun. Talk.
Off the Top was awesome. It was like in partnership with the YouTube space. YouTube has like a whole studio out here. So they wanted to get people to do something different and interactive with their platform. So that's what we did. It was really, really, really challenging, but it was also really satisfying to get done. It's, you know, improv is one of those things that's really hard to get on camera right, you know, that's sort of a beautiful thing. So I thought we did a good job, and it was like different. There was people, we had actors in London and actors in Tokyo and actors in LA all simultaneously. And that was really like hard, but cool, like that we could interact with each other. I'm not slated to do it again right now because I have some other projects that are taking up a lot of the time that I'm doing, but I learned a ton, and I think it went really well, and there's been a lot of positive feedback on it, so that's really cool.
Well, it really was, and you probably don't remember, and that's cool, but I actually submitted a picture
for the Rap Tinder.
Yeah, and you responded to it, and I was actually
it was your turn.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and it was really funny, and it was during the live broadcast, but I don't think it made the final cut of the edits because I think we watched them.
Yeah, we watched all of them, but I don't remember seeing it.
Okay.
That's cool. Oh, yeah. Wow.
But I had the goofy robotic cat ears on, and I had opened my eyes really, really big, and you said something about crazy eyes, and I'm like, yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah, you called her crazy eyes. Like, you had to pause. You looked at the picture, and you're like, oh, my God, what do I say? So, it was pretty awesome. That's hilarious.
Well, thanks for submitting. Editing that thing was really interesting because it was like seven cameras, and you know, you had the continuity and stuff was hard to try to catch. So things got cut all over the place.
Right. No, it's fine. The ones that are finished,
the finished ones are really great.
Although I wonder if you were to do it again, would you do the disgusting shot thing?
Oh man. I mean, it went well with the audience. Everybody loved it. But, like, I puked backstage every
time.
You
did?
Oh, my God. That's what I was wondering.
Who was the guy that actually puked on camera? Because that was
Josh Funk.
Oh, my God.
No. Bill. That was Bill Posley. Okay. Yeah. It was gross. I mean, it was gross.
It looked gross. It sounded gross. I was just like, oh, my gosh, you guys.
Yeah. It was. And then that one that you did, it was like, you had to do five or six shots of this nasty stuff. And I'm just laughing because we're on Twitter all the time. And so we've seen different tweets, and you've tweeted about your food things. And so I happen to see that, and I'm just going, he agreed to do this?
Because
I totally wouldn't have done
it.
I would have been like, I lost. Oh, darn. Sorry. I'm done. I'm not.
I immediately regretted it.
I can see that. Yeah, but it was really funny. It was very funny. Yeah. We enjoyed it. And I hope that you guys do something similar because that
– It was really unique and really fun.
And I like the
interactive stuff. Yeah, we're starting to do more like with Periscope. Have you guys heard of Periscope?
Oh, I've creeped on you on Periscope too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So I saw you play your saxophone.
And
then you asked if there were any other like woodwind players or something like that. And I was like, I play clarinet. So
nice.
That was me.
So I think that might be the best way to do improv going forward. Like it's so easy and it's so like one-off and so kind of in the moment that like is capturing it that way is kind of fun rather than because when you put it on camera, you have to like really kind of
plan it out a lot.
Yeah. You have to plan out more than you would want to. And you lose a little bit of the magic.
Right.
I can see that. I can see that. I finally have Periscope because they released it for Apple
phones. For Apple, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't have it for Samsung.
She uses Android. Loser.
Whatever. I'm going to spend the money and get an Apple. I'm I'm poor and my phone company said it was free. And so I got the S3 and I don't get to renew until November and it's garbage. My phone sucks. I'm sorry. It really does. But I can still do the Periscope. So I have the Periscope. I can do the Periscope. I can view the Periscope. I'm feeling kind of cool. And I think that's a great idea to do the improv with that. It's cool.
Yeah. I just remember when you were sending out tweets asking for things like, okay, I need a noun. I need this. And we set up notifications so we'd be notified, but we were at Six Flags Great America that day.
Uh-oh.
So then we were waiting in line doing nothing.
Oh, and yeah, it was so busy.
Then we were getting tweets and we're like, yes. So we were like all over Twitter.
That's a fun way to make the time go by.
It
was the best.
I guess that's why we remember it so much because, yeah, it really did.
We had nothing else to do.
Because it was so busy. We were waiting in line for like 45 minutes to an hour for every stinking ride. I think we rode like 5 things that day.
An entire day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, carrying on. Do it again. It was awesome.
It was great. All right.
Cool.
So next question. And we're back on topic. All right.
It's my fault. It's always my fault.
It is. You have your own YouTube channel. So what kind of videos do you post on there?
Well, I post a lot of different things. I'm trying to get it a little bit more streamlined. I mostly, the most popular things is probably this Raps for Hire show that I do. And then I do like really making rap songs. I like making rap videos. And then I put a couple of the off the top things on there and some vlogs and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think that it confuses the audience a little bit sometimes because they don't know, I don't post enough for them to be used to me just posting stuff all over the place. So I think probably I'll stick to like rap music and Diss Raps for Hire on that channel in the future. And then maybe start a second channel for like vlogs or like fun stuff that's more like just interacting with the audience.
Oh, cool. That's good. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you're going to do Diss Raps again because...
Oh, we love the Diss Raps for Hire. Oh my gosh. My favorite one is Jennifer.
Yeah.
Because I am Jenny and she's Jenny.
Yeah.
And,
there you go.
All girls our age are named Jennifer, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody.
So, that one is definitely my favorite.
Cool. Good. I have a rough cut of a new one if you guys want to hear part of it.
Yes, please. It's spoilers.
That'd be great. Yes.
I don't know if you'll be able to hear it. It's not finished yet, but I'll give you the exclusive on the podcast.
Oh, that's so awesome. I'm excited.
Right. I'm going to tweet it out and be like, we got exclusive Diss Raps. What?
I can only give you a little bit because it's like not done.
Well, right. I get it. It's cool.
It's hard to hear, I bet.
Oh, I can kind of hear it. Yeah.
Once upon a time, there was a douche named Jerome who liked to pick on normal kids till they cried on the way home. He spent all his time learning how to be a tough guy. Sucking that much is hard work. He must have been tired. He should concentrate on school and keep doing that good. Put on sweatshirts like it makes me more hood. Like that run up the playground makes you own the show. You're going down the same road as picked a junior high. Rob Lowe, let's go. Let's see who's a tough guy now. It's all game. Well, this is my playground. Game of rides are old and rusty. Trees dead. Part of my soul from those told they won't amount.
So there you go. Mark to come.
That's awesome.
All right.
Where do you get your beats from? Where do you get those from?
There's like lots of different websites where they're like almost like hip hop like marketplaces for beats. So you can like buy and contract them from different producers and things like that. So I use this place called soundclick.com a lot.
Okay.
And there's just like hundreds of guys who make beats and they put them up for sale and you get them there and you basically kind of get like what, like the raw materials of the beat. They're called the stems. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, you'll get like the beat all broken down into like different tracks. So this is just the bass and this is just the hi-hat and this is just the guitar or whatever. And then you can manipulate that any way that you want once you put it into your software.
That is so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. It sounds good. I can't wait to hear the rest of it.
Right.
So now we're going to get in to where most people know you from. So most people know you from the Epic Rap Battles of History. And some of our – you know what? I'm not even going to say that some of our listeners don't know. I think most of them do.
Most of them do.
You know, and if they don't,
but I'm just thinking of my mother. Like no matter how many times I tell her and show her, she forgets. So it's like – I was so excited. I was like, Lloyd's going to be on our podcast. And she's like, who's that? And I was and I had to explain it again. I'm like, Mom, this is like the 30th time I've explained this to you. But, you know, she's old, so, you know.
She's
not that old, but
she's
whatever.
She's pretty old.
Okay, so the thing is, how did the whole thing start? Who came up with the idea? How did it come about? Because I know that the first one got, you know, a decent amount of recognition, but it wasn't until the Vader versus Hitler that, like, everything just kind of exploded for you guys. So walk us through the whole thing. How'd that come about?
The concept started in a live comedy show. Like, my Zach, he used to be called Mr. Napkins, but his name is Zach.
Yeah.
He played Einstein. Mm-hmm. So he and I had been, like, rapping together a long time, and we did a live show at the West Side Comedy Theater called Check 1-2.
Okay.
And it was like an improv show, but we just did freestyle the whole time.
Okay.
And it was broken down into little segments and little bits. And one of the bits we used to call Celebrity Rap Battle. And we would take suggestions from the audience of who this should rap battle each other.
Okay.
And then we had Pete like come do some guitar one day or something like that and like try to be involved in it. But that didn't really work out. He was doing stuff and we were doing stuff. But then I kept talking to him about this segment. I was like, dude, this one segment, it's so crazy, dude. It's awesome. We rap these people against each other. And he was just starting to do his YouTube stuff. He was doing like his Monday shows and was doing, you know, he did like street music and a couple of videos and he was just starting to get going on YouTube. Okay. And so he was like, dude, I think we should do a video out of that idea that you have. And I think we should call it Epic Rap Battles of History and like ask the audience if we could, like, who they would suggest. And I was like, okay, because we would always work together on stuff anyway. And that's how it started. And then we did a demo. He picked me up from the airport one day. I was like, I don't know where I'd been, probably on a gig someplace. He's like, man, can I pick you up in the airport and just like get a quick recording of this thing so I can show it to one of the guys over at Maker just to give him an idea of what the song was.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, I think it was like Chucky versus Michael J. Fox or something like that. It was just like this hilarious demo.
All right.
And so, it kind of started there.
That's hilarious.
That is awesome.
It's a great idea. It's genius. It's hilarious. And it's funny because I know sometimes you guys ask for suggestions and then you'll put out the videos that are like, we want famous people from history. And everybody's like, Game of Thrones, Joffrey versus, you know, right. I don't know, somebody else. And it's not all, you historical. Know, fantasy characters. But we do appreciate that you have done the fantasy characters because some of those are really funny. I mean, how many of you guys how many have you done so far?
We're on 55.
Wow.
Get out. Have I watched 55 videos?
We've watched multiples of all the videos. So we've watched hundreds of maybe thousands of times.
Yeah, I actually got to rap your part at one point on stage, so that was fun.
Did you really?
I did.
Who were you?
I was Steve Jobs. So
No. You were...
No, I wasn't Steve Jobs. I was.
You were Bill Gates.
I was Bill Gates. I was your part. There.
Right
was,
on.
Yeah, because we went to see the Jackpots and Peter last year.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, so it was really it was fun because he started doing the rap battles and I was like, gender, whatever, I know it. And it the weird thing is, like 20,000 people have watched that video that a friend of mine posted, and so like I know how that feels. But it's got to be pretty amazing because you guys post something and within a day you have like 6 million people that have seen your stuff. I mean,
either that or 1 million people who have seen it 6 times.
Wow. Well,
so, that's pretty impressive.
Still, yeah.
I'll take it either way.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
We're going to do the same thing again when we come through. Like we're planning the tour now and like rehearsing now. And we're definitely doing the same thing with bringing people up on stage and stuff. So feel free.
We're going to practice.
Yeah, we're going to practice. Maybe we'll do like the Romeo and Juliet one.
Oh,
it's like
that's
girl
what we were talking about. Since I'll get hard. My husband. And
I know.
She'll get
hard.
Her husband. And then there's like actual like really good acting with the falling down and the and all that. So we'll have to try really hard.
Oh, no, no. Well, we're going to do Adam and Eve. So that one's a little bit easier. So maybe bone up on Adam and Eve.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm not held down by gender. Whatever.
Yeah. We do what we want.
Pretend.
Do whichever one you want.
There you go. We'll fight people for it. All right.
Okay, back on track.
Yeah, sorry. I did my plug. I'm sorry. I'm an asshole.
You take suggestions for rap battles from fans. So how do you decide which ones to make?
Well, we get so many suggestions now that it's we have a lot to choose from. So we can start to like hone in on what characters we would like to highlight, you know, and what kinds of, you know, there are some of the battles that are sort of like big and tough and badass. And then there are some that are a little bit more like heady and like nerdy. And then there are some that are a little bit creepy. And so we try to put together like a set list for the season of like, what's a good arc? You know, what's of like, you know, Stephen King versus Edgar Allan Poe, it's like it's awesome, but you probably wouldn't want to start a season with that because it's not that type of battle. It's more of like a third or fourth or like a seventh or eighth. Okay. So we like think about who we want, and then we just go through and find the characters that we want to do, and then we do them.
That's cool.
I like it. Yeah, it seems like you guys have gotten a really big production house going right now. So how has it changed from season one to now? How many people do you have on staff? And
yeah, I mean, it's crazy now. It was me and Pete and the director, Dave, and like one guy on camera. And we did the first battle with like $200, and like I had like a half of a wig glued on my head. And, you know, we like used a sheet and just like did it at 2 a.m. and it was crazy.
Wow.
And now we have like a pretty big team, about 15, 16 people. And, you know, we're doing lots of things. We do the rap battles, but we also do like the behind the scenes videos. And we do, you know, we're doing some, you know, we're working with like, we did a SpongeBob movie and we did a bunch of different things. So like, it's kind of expanding out. But we're also able to do things now that, like, I never really edited the videos, but the guys that are editing our videos now are just crazy. They're awesome. You know, the color is so amazing and what they're able to do is amazing. So it's with the growth of the team, we're able to do more cool stuff. Like whatever our imagination can like come up with, we can kind of bring it to life.
I have to say one of my favorite background parts is when you guys did the captains. We have like our list of our favorites, but like Captain Kirk versus Christopher Columbus was so funny in the background when you like kiss the alien chick and then you're like punching her. I didn't notice that until we
You don't
watched
notice
it.
That the first time you watch it necessarily, but we've watched it like 100 times.
Wow. And I then we're like, say like five, but okay.
I'm being real. Okay. So we saw that like one time we're like, oh my God, do you see what he's doing in the background? And you're like, holy shit, that was hilarious.
That was really funny. It's, you know, and then all of them have that. So I don't know. I they have the rewatch value. They do.
Yes, they're really absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that episode, everybody was like, what the hell's wrong with Captain Kirk's voice? Or like, easy 13-year-olds.
I know, right?
This is not a Chris Pine impression right now, okay? This is a fucking Shatner all day.
Yeah, so, and that was a great you do a great Shatner.
It was so funny.
Oh, thank you.
I tweeted it at Shatner like 3 times. I'm like, did you see this? It was so good. You know, like William Shatner is going to like respond to me, but I don't know. In my head, I was like, he's got to watch this. This is great. This is so funny. And I'm like, even the part where you're like, I'm watching fat ass on Hulu. I'm like, whatever. He knows he's old. He's like 80 years old. He doesn't give a shit. You know, it's funny.
But. He knows the deal.
He does.
Yeah.
I have photobombed Will Shatner.
Oh, that's right. You did.
I did. Because he came to a signing. Like he was doing this thing at a movie theater by our house.
Why the hell didn't I actually go up to him?
I don't know.
I was
because it cost money.
It was $40, and I was that poor that I couldn't go up to him. Oh my gosh, that's embarrassing.
But I had my husband take a picture. Like I was in front of him, not behind him, because there was a bunch of foliage. There was like a bunch of fake trees and stuff behind him, and I couldn't get behind him. But I went in front, and then he got the picture. So I have that picture on my phone.
That's pretty funny. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. We actually get some celebrities out here
a little bit
occasionally. It's cool. You know, it's weird though hearing about the Midwest from other places that haven't been here. They're like, what?
Mm-hmm. They forget about Chicago. Like.
Yeah. They're like, okay, Chicago's Midwest, I guess, but all I picture is like corn and tornadoes. I'm like, oh,
well,
okay.
They're missing out.
So we're trying to change that. Because when we rule the world, people will know the Midwest, it's all right.
It's not that bad.
Mostly. And then we're trying to leave. We're like, fuck this place. We're out.
So, Lloyd, you mentioned your bit on the SpongeBob movie. How did that mm-hmm. come about? This is not a question that was on our list. I'm deviating.
It's cool. It's okay. A good question because I can't watch it. I haven't heard it because I haven't seen the movie, and they're like being careful about not letting people pirate it. So apparently uh-huh. not available to hear anywhere except uh-huh. wow. maybe YouTube or iTunes maybe.
I don't. I mean, you could probably, yeah, you could probably buy the movie on iTunes. There, the director has two kids, and this is usually how stuff happens. And the kids were big fans, always watching the videos and stuff, thinking they were hilarious. And he mm-hmm. was like, these are great. And so he called us up and was like, guys, I have this crazy idea. I want to make I think it would be funny to have a dolphin rap battle a bunch of seagulls in this movie. I just want to see if you guys would be into it, you know? And we were like, yeah, man, yeah, that'd be hilarious.
Sure.
So yeah, it was over at Paramount. So we went over to the Paramount place and tracked it out, and it was great. It was super cool.
That's amazing. That's just like stuff falls in your lap. Did you ever think that this kind of thing would ever happen to you?
I hoped. I mean, I was betting everything I had on it, so I hoped so. You know, I wasn't really it was either that or I was not going to make it ever, so I wanted to.
I mean, I'm cracking up because I'm sitting here going, we were really excited about having you on. We've had a couple, you know, bigger names. Like we had Jeffrey Green on last week, which is super awesome because the guy is amazing, you know, and we're really excited about having you. And then I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, you've met Weird Al. You've worked with Snoop Dogg. You have worked with...
Wait, is he Snoop Lion again or is he back to being Snoop Dogg?
I think he's back to Snoop Dogg.
I think he is too.
He was always Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I think
he was always Snoop Dogg to me.
I think that was just like a particularly long like weed trip and he was like, wait, I got to go back. Hold on. So, and then you've seen, you've met Arnold Schwarzenegger. You've met the president.
Yeah, that was big.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean... I don't know. This is pretty cool. Who's next? Who's on your list to meet? Who's on your celeb list?
Hmm. Yeah,
that's a good question.
I'd like to meet Meryl Streep. She's a pretty great actress.
Mm-hmm. She is.
Who else do I really like as an actor? I met Matt Damon. He was cool.
Good.
Maybe Ben Affleck, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's tough to top the president. You know what I mean? You're right. Like, wow, it's the president.
Yeah.
So I'm not religious, but the new Pope seems like a pretty cool dude. Chill out with the Pope a little bit.
That would be awesome. Be like, dude, put a good word in, right?
I mean, can't hurt.
that would be cool. You know what? Here's how you meet Ben Affleck. You go ahead and you guys do a battle between Batman and Superman. Even though you guys have already done the Batman, just do another one and be like, and just send it to him. Be like, this is just for you.
Just for you, Ben Affleck.
Come over to my house.
And us. We need to see it, too.
Right on.
Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, and us. Okay.
I know. Sorry, I got awkward.
I know. No, you got off topic, but it's fine. You also have been on TV.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Because how did...
We talked about football.
Yeah, yeah.
And how you're not a fan, but I am a fan. And now we're in the fantasy football. We're... in this league now.
Well, and that's the reason that I thought it would be cool is because I'm like, I love the league. That'd be awesome.
We love the show, but you just don't like football. So you were on an episode of the league. It was, I think, the season 3 opener.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you played – you have to just tell me about it. I'm going to start laughing and I can't.
Yeah, don't.
Dr. Andre Nodick.
Yep, that was it. What did they do to your teeth in that episode? Did they just like
– they stuck like a – I don't know. It's like makeup people have tons of things for everything. So they just stuck like some sort of black substance on my teeth.
To make it look like you had a huge gap in your teeth, just like the character Andre.
Okay, that's what it was. All right.
On the show.
How did you get that gig?
How'd you get that job?
I had an audition through like my agent at the time and I just went in and, you know, they needed a lookalike for Paul Scheer.
Right.
You know, short, bald dude, white guy. So it was me, and then the only other guy that was at the audition when I was there was this 6-foot-tall guy with like a full head of hair, and like
too
he looked
tall.
Like a linebacker. I was like, if I don't get this part, I fucking quit. I'm done.
Oh my gosh!
So yeah, I got the part, and then I didn't really know what I would be doing. They were like, "Are you cool wearing your underwear?" I was like, "I'm cool wearing underwear." And then I showed up in the trailer, and I was like, "No." This is your underwear, and it was like it looked like this. It was like this.
Oh my gosh! Like
yep. Like,
And it was like flesh colored, right?
He's holding
it
was like a little torn up piece of paper.
Like an inch.
Yeah.
Wide.
So I was just in that and like, you know, and Seth Rogen was on the show. So he was like taking pictures the whole time
because
that was
Randy.
What he was supposed to do. And this porn star, Caden Cross, was in there and I didn't know who she was. And then I was like fake having sex with her the whole episode while she was naked. And it was interesting. It was an interesting day.
So,
oh my gosh.
You've been married for a while.
Yeah.
So how did Josie
feel about that?
It wasn't the best. I didn't know I was going to be doing it, which is the hard. I was like, okay. So I called her after like, what the fuck? Just, I mean, I knew it was going to be fine because, you know, I've seen the show and they don't do, you know, they do good work and stuff. But it's still, regardless, it was like this half the stuff we did wasn't in. I mean, they took out, you know, so it was like, oh my God, what is this? So I called her because my friend had actually hooked me up with the audition and the audition didn't really say anything about that in like the breakdown. It didn't say anything. It just said you would be playing a porn star. It didn't say you would be like pretending.
Doing a porn
star.
So it was a moment. It was a moment in time.
It was really funny.
It was great.
It was a little awkward. You know, I mean, and not just because like we knew who you were, but just because like in general, like watching that, I was like, oh, they're going in a new direction. This is funny.
Yeah.
Should I look away? I should look away. No, I shouldn't look away. Okay, I should look away. Because we joke about this, but, you know, we are a little prudish about stuff. We not really, but we pretend to be prudes.
Prudish. Oh, I see. I thought you said crude. There's a very big difference.
Oh, no, we're totally crude. We just pretend to be prudes.
Ah.
There you go.
Yeah. I prefer like conservative.
Yeah, I don't like that word.
Yeah, okay. You don't like that word. No, I like that word. Anyway, so that was great. I didn't know that you were in that. And then I hurt my back and I was binge watching The League all day long because they're only like 30-minute episodes. So yeah. I was like just binge watching. And then I saw you on there. I was like, oh my God, is that Lloyd? Oh my God. So then I had to go look it up.
Well, and I'm watching, and I'm like, okay, is he going to rap? How are they going to work this in? And then they didn't. And I was like, oh, well, that's okay. It was still really funny. It was a good episode.
That show is very interesting in the fact that it's semi-improv. Like it's scripted, but they go off script and they do their own thing. It's sort of semi-scripted. How do you say it? Is it semi-scripted?
Loosely scripted.
Yeah. So you had no idea what you were going to do. They were just like, we're looking for a guy that looks like him. And you fit the bill and you got hired.
Yeah, like the lines, if you look at the lines, like there just wasn't a lot of stage directions, you know, so the lines were fine. I was like, oh, I'm going to be pretending to be a guy in this fake porno and I'd be like super campy and like then it'll cut away. But it didn't cut away. It was like the focus. It was like the main. I can't tell you how many people have emailed me or tweeted me about that freaking episode. I would never have thought that. And they know the name. Like people are pretty fanatical about that show, I guess. I don't really watch it that much. But I don't really watch comedy on television that much, which is probably sacrilegious, but I don't know why. I just don't.
Probably because you're too busy doing your own comedy.
Yeah.
Could be, but that might be the worst reason ever.
Well, that's like, you know, they tell authors, they're like, you should read as much as you can. And I'm like, how the hell do you keep reading when you're trying to write? I mean, seriously, I'm trying, but whatever.
It's like pooping and eating at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you can't.
For the first time this fall, you are taking the Epic Rap Battles live on tour.
Yes, ma'am.
We are so excited. We already have our tickets.
We do.
Nice.
Yes.
Yep. We're going to see you guys in Chicago Reggie's?
September or something.
September.
At Reggie's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's awesome.
So without giving too much away, what can we expect at the live show? You already mentioned bringing people on stage.
Yeah, I think like, you know, if you saw Pete live, it'll be similar to that. But of course, mostly it'll be all rap battles. We have the Jackpots coming with us again, which is cool.
Love those guys.
We have a DJ. We have Dante is going to play. There's going to be a little bit of live instruments. It's going to be like high energy show. And, you know, I think I bring a different energy than Pete to the show. So it'll be like, you know, the full rap battle experience. I think it's going to be really cool.
So
I'm
you
really
say,
excited about it.
You say full rap battle experience. Are you guys going to do costume changes?
We're going to do some. Yeah.
Oh,
we're going to do
that.
Yeah.
That was
it's
a
like
joke.
Some of those costumes take longer to get into than like the entire song. So
right.
it'll, be, you know, little, you know, you'll get the idea of who we're playing and stuff like that, but not, you know, I'm not going to get in the full Alfred Hitchcock costume.
Or right. Like, out there.
But, yeah, what did that take? Yeah. Like 4 hours to get that makeup?
I think it was
done?
Nine. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. Wow. To do like the jowls and.
Okay.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Cool, man. Yeah. We're very excited. We're
super excited.
Yeah. So you guys are going to tour all through the U.S. Mm-hmm. and then through Europe. What places are you most excited about, say Chicago? I'm just kidding.
I've always wanted to visit like Sweden and the Netherlands and the Scandinavian countries. So I'm excited about that. And then, like Barcelona and Madrid and Spain is supposed to be really cool. And yeah, I'm excited about all of it. I haven't been to any of the countries that we're going to except for Paris. So okay. I'm excited for most of it.
Did you guys build in time to the tour that you can go and actually see
experience
the places?
These places?
Not really. Probably we'll do that after the tour. I think we might just like chill out in Europe for a while after the tour is done. Oh. So that would be that could be a really cool time.
So now does Josie get to come with?
Yeah, she's coming in. She's working full time too.
Right.
So she's travels a lot for her job. So she's going to pop in and out of the tour and then meet up with me at the end.
That's cool. Cause she just got her doctorate. So yeah, that's why I was wondering. I follow her on Twitter. That's why I know that. The thing is, you don't see a lot of celebrities that are necessarily super supportive of their spouses, at least that publicly. I mean, I guess they try to be, but I don't know. I just keep seeing stuff. So it was really sweet when she got her doctorate and you tweeted stuff out and put it on Facebook and she was happy. So kudos to her. It's pretty
awesome. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So how are you traveling for the tour? And did you get a tour bus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You did.
So you had an official bus.
Yeah, like a big old rock and roll tour bus.
And did you hire a driver? Are you guys taking shifts?
Yep. We have a driver.
Oh, you have a driver and everything.
Oh, yeah. Man. See, the reason that we asked that is because we had the Jackpots on a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about
how they had that van.
Yeah, the van.
With the trailer, with all the equipment, and how they all had to take turns driving this van and how it was terrifying.
Well, that's why, because that wasn't the Rap Battles tour. This is the Rap Battles tour.
So they're in the big time.
You're like, we're professional. What? Very cool.
So did Ed plan this whole tour for you guys too? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He seems like he's pretty amazing.
You're just dropping names like you don't. Ed Monk is the guy that schedules everything for the Rap Battles and Peter. And we know that because we met Ed.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's why.
So he told us, yeah.
So, yeah. So just say Ed. Everybody's listening like, Ed who?
Everybody knows Ed. No, he's awesome. He's been working really hard on this one. And I think this tour is probably a little bit more complex just because the venue may be a little bit bigger. There's more venues and there's like different ticket sales and blah, 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 blah. So he's been a champion.
Yeah. So how long is the tour going to go? I mean, it's what, 2 months, three months?
It's from, hold on, I have it written down.
Yeah.
Well,
August
I was asking
16th
him.
To November 1st. He might not know. Do you know?
Yeah, it's from August 16th till like November 1st or 2nd.
Yeah.
That is a long time.
It is a long, because you stole my question earlier.
I did?
Yeah, you did. So,
I don't follow directions. Mm-hmm. I told you, rules suck. Anyway.
So it's over 50 shows in that time. And it's like you do a show and then maybe you have a day of traveling and maybe you do a show that day or the second day. So it's a very rigorous schedule.
Okay.
Like, it's
pretty
intense.
But that's the life, you know? That's the deal.
That's how you tour.
I just wanted to ask you if there's anything else that you want to share with us, any other information, if you want to tell us where you can be followed on Twitter, if you want to talk about your channel.
Yeah. I'm on Twitter. I'm at The Epic Lloyd on Twitter because some dude stole my real name.
Seriously?
I guess so.
Oh, is that why you're – because it's like what, The Epic Lloyd? Is that
right? Yeah. Yeah. So The Epic Lloyd, youtube.com/Epic Lloyd. Like I said, I got that new diss raps coming out and stuff. So new Rap Battles coming out on Monday. And then 2 weeks after that's the season finale. So stay tuned for
that
stuff.
Sad.
Yeah.
They're really good. They're really
Thanks.
Good.
Thank you.
Can we talk about your social media stuff really quick?
Sure.
It seems like you're more on Facebook than you are on Twitter.
Probably. Yeah. I don't watch Twitter. Like Twitter for me is not, I don't interact with people on Twitter as much because it feels much more just like a streaming headline. But Facebook, like, I can see pictures and I can see videos and stuff. And Twitter for me is just more like gives me an idea of where else to look.
Okay.
All right.
I can see that.
I can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The second part of the question.
We
ask all of our guests, because our podcast is called When We Rule the World. So we ask all of our guests, if they were to rule the world, what would your first decree be?
My first decree?
Yes.
Is everybody still alive, or is there like a slot less people now?
Everybody's still alive.
Yeah.
Everybody's still alive?
Yeah, it's still like got the same, 7 billion people.
The same world, you're just in charge.
Okay. No more raisins in oatmeal cookies. None. It's completely illegal.
Oh
my goodness.
No more raisins.
No more raisins.
No more raisins in oatmeal cookies. I don't care.
I like it.
Okay.
No more raisins.
You really do have a food thing. That's so funny.
It's not a food thing. I just don't like stuff that's gross.
And you don't like bananas either. Every time I eat a banana, I think of you. Because I saw that vlog that you did.
That was creepy.
About bananas and how you hate them.
I will not eat a banana. And that's all they had to do. That's the thing about those guys on Off the Top. All they had to do to make me forfeit is just put a banana in there. It would have been over. I would have just given up.
Right.
But I didn't tell them that because I didn't want to show my weakness.
It's not the smell. Is it the texture? Is it a combination?
It's just, I just got beef.
The fact that it's yellow?
I don't like it. I don't know what it is. Maybe a little bit of everything.
Uh-huh. Oh, you were going to ask.
What?
Do you like broccoli?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Because there is this thing. Hold on. There's this thing called the super taster gene.
Okay.
So if you really, you cannot stand broccoli, you have this gene.
Weird.
Yeah. So it's like the people can like really hate broccoli, or they can just, they don't really like it, but it's okay. And then there are people that are like, I love broccoli. So if you have this gene, like you cannot stand broccoli, and they can do a DNA test and they can find the gene. And if you have the gene, they can say, okay, you don't like broccoli.
Wow. Weird.
So you like broccoli, or it's just okay?
No, I like broccoli.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do some more research on this. Likes broccoli, hates bananas. Got it. I'm going to do some more food research and stuff like that. Because this to me is very interesting.
Have fun with that.
Nice. All right.
Thanks for sharing that.
We really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. We're looking forward to the tour.
Yes, and very much.
Is there anything else you want to add before we go?
Well, we'll be in Chicago on where's the date? We will be in Chicago September 17th.
17th. That sounds right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
September 17th. So I will see you guys there and let Chicago know about it. And thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much. That was awesome. Thanks again to Epic Lloyd for hanging out with us today. Follow him on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. You can also check out the tour schedule and purchase tickets to the upcoming ERB tour at nicepeter.com.
So thanks, everybody, for listening. Remember, don't be lazy.
Don't be selfish.
Anybody want to buy some heroin?